Chapter 4. The Gulf Stream rode into the air on smooth winds. Once they'd leveled off, Frank brought out the usual file: photos, background reports, analysis, and action recommendations.
"Evan Waller," began Frank, "Canadian, 63 years old."
Shaw picked up a cup of black coffee with one hand and a photo with the other. He was staring at a man whose head was shaved down to the scalp. He looked fit and strong, and his facial features were sharp and angular, like an image on a high-def LCD screen with megahertz levels. Even from the photo, the eyes seemed to house a current of electricity that looked capable of shooting straight out at Shaw, delivering a mortal wound. The man's long nose appeared as though it started mid-forehead and ran arrow straight to the top of his mouth. It was a cruel mouth, if there ever was such a thing, thought Shaw. And this man was no doubt cruel and evil and dangerous. If he weren't all of those things, Shaw wouldn't be looking at his photo. He never went after saints, only violent sinners.
"Looks good for his age," said Shaw, dropping the photo onto the small table. "For the last 2 decades at least, he's been into anything that makes lots of money. On the surface, he's golden. Legit businesses, keeps a low profile, gives to charities, is into helping third world countries build infrastructure. But we've discovered that his underlying wealth is built on human trafficking. Mostly young Asian and African teens mass-kidnapped by Waller's people and then sold into prostitution in the Western Hemisphere. That's why he's so into third-world development. It's his pipeline. He uses that as a way to get the product he needs, and his legit businesses launder the cash from those activities."
"Okay, that qualifies him for a well-deserved visit from me." Frank stood and poured himself a Bloody Mary from the small bar set up against one wall of the aircraft and dropped a celery stalk in the glass. He sat back down, jiggling the ice with a long spoon.
"Waller hid the details well. It took us time to get the goods on him, and even then it may not hold up in a court of law. The guy's bad, no doubt about it, but proving it is another thing."
"So why are we even bothering to go after him if we can't put him away? That'll just warn him off."
Frank shook his head. "This is not a snatch and prosecute. It's a snatch and rat. We take him and convince him it's in his best interest to enlighten us about a new line of business for him that we just found out about."
"Which is?"
"Nuclear materials trafficking with Islamic fundamentalists on the worldwide watch list. He rats them out, he gets a deal."
"What kind of deal?"
"Basically, he walks."
"To keep enslaving young girls?"
"We're talking avoiding nuclear holocaust here, Shaw. It's a trade-off the higher-ups are willing to make. At least we'll put his operation out of business for a while. But he gets his freedom and all the money he's no doubt hidden around the world."
"So he'll just open for business again. You know, sometimes I get confused about which devil we're actually dealing with."
"We deal with them all, just in different ways."
"Okay. So what's the plan?"
"We found out that he's heading to the south of France for a little holiday, in between planning nuclear holocausts. He's rented a villa in Gourde. You ever been there?"
Shaw shook his head.
"It's really beautiful, so I hear."
"So is Vienna. At least so I hear. All I usually get to see are the sewer pits, emergency rooms, and the morgue."
"He travels with heavy security."
"They always do. How do you see the extraction?"
"Quick and clean, of course. But the French are totally outside the loop on this. We can expect no help from them. If you go down, your ass is cooked."
"Why would I expect anything less?"
"The timing will be tight."
"The timing is always tight."
"That's true," Frank conceded.
"So we kidnap him, work on him, and hope he breaks?"
"Our job is just to get him. Others will break him."
"Right.
And then let him walk," Shaw said in disgust. "The suits make the rules."
"You're wearing a suit."
"Correction. The guys wearing the expensive suits make the rules." Okay. But if you recall the last time I was in France, things didn't go very well. Frank shrugged. So let's get down to the details. Shaw drained his coffee cup. It's all in the details, Frank. Plus a hell of a lot of luck.